Good afternoon. Nice to meet you. Please, take a seat. I'm Dr. Sterling. If you could just please confirm your name and date of birth for me. Okay. Great, yeah. Now, what brings you here today? Okay, routine checkup. It looks like from your records, this is an annual event for you, which is good. It's great to be on top of your health. Is there anything specific that you want me to consider, or should we just jump into some of the basics? Great, straight down to business. I like it. Let's start by checking your weight. I assume your height hasn't changed, so we'll leave that for now. If you could remove your shoes and step onto the scale here when you're ready. Did you have far to come today? Oh, I see. Well, it's a nice day out there. Yeah, I'd love to be in the park instead of stuck here in the surgery. Okay, good. Now, I'll just write this down. And very good. We'll do heart rate and blood pressure. If you could just take a seat back there again and roll up your sleeve a little bit there for me, please. Okay, now let's just get this on here. And if you just hold still for a minute while the machine does its work. Hey, I'm sorry to break the professional character here, but, we went to the same high school, didn't we? You were a few years below me, right? Yeah, I knew it. Well, it was hard to forget you, and not so easy to recognize you. You look quite different these days, but, yeah, it has been a few years, hasn't it? But the name was familiar and the birth date was about right. Oh, we're a little bit far from our hometown. What brought you out this way? I see. Huh. Well, nice to see you again. I don't catch many faces from the old days around here. Blood pressure is looking good. You'll be happy to hear. I might just check your eyes. The light will be a little bright if you just bear with me, once I can find it. Where is it? You know, I remember you asked me to a dance one time, even though I was older than you. And yeah, it was a bold move. I certainly didn't mind being asked, but it didn't seem right to say yes to someone younger than me. Maybe I was just nervous about what the people in my own class would say. Oh, okay, here we go. Now, open your eyes and look straight ahead. Well, I hope that you'll be able to find it in yourself to forgive me for that. Well, there's nothing I need to forgive you for. You were young and obviously had a crush. It's no big deal. You've certainly blossomed into a beautiful swan, though. The years after high school have been good to you. Okay, pupil response is normal. You know, I feel like I remember something. There was that one springtime when you came to school covered in a rash, right? All the kids were teasing you for it. You said it was allergies, if I remember correctly. Yeah, well, I've got a good memory. Yeah, I mean, kids can be cruel, right? It's, springtime again now. How are you faring? Okay, well, maybe we should give your skin a quick check just to be sure. Why don't you step back here behind this screen? And if you get undressed, then I'll get ready to inspect. Here, just Let me know when you're ready. It was several days of a severe rash, was that right? Yeah, I remember seeing you in the schoolyard getting teased for it. That's the main reason I remember. I mean, kids will tease each other over anything, right? But don't worry, we'll give you a thorough check and see how your skin is getting on. This is not an easy time of year for lots of people, and some people find that antihistamines just don't cut it. You ready? Okay, let's get a look at you. Wow. Okay, if you'd like to step over here. Yeah, just right here, please. Now let's get a good look at you. Your chest seems okay. Let's have a look at your arms. They also teased you for being gay, didn't they? Well, if they could see how you grew up to be so handsome, I don't think they'd be teasing now. You definitely got the last laugh in that regard. Now, if you want to just spread your legs a little, I'll just check your back and down here around your backside, between your thighs, your legs. Okay, everything's looking fantastic. Very, very good. You know, it's never too soon to start checking for unwanted lumps and bumps. Lots of doctors will tell you to wait until a certain age, but I'm of the opinion that waiting too long is how tragedies can happen. So let's give you a testicular exam while you're here. Because it really would be an absolute tragedy if we didn't give you a testicular exam. So, if you just stand with your legs apart and raise your hands up above your head, and let me just get down here and really have a good feel. I'll just hold your penis up a little higher so I can get to them easier. They used to tease you and tease you, if I remember correctly. So unkind. To be honest, it's one of the reasons I thought you were so brave, asking an older boy like me to the dance. It was a gutsy move, I respected it. Your balls are feeling... Sorry, your testicles are feeling pretty good, actually. Is that okay? There's not any discomfort there while I'm holding your penis up and just checking your balls, stroking them and making sure they're okay? You sure it's all good for you? Okay, that's good to know. You're getting hard in my hands. Oh dear. No, stay as you are. It's okay. You don't need to feel embarrassed. It's not the first time I've had a patient get a little bit overstimulated, especially during a testicular exam. Your penis is getting quite erect. I wouldn't want there to be any discomfort. Here, I have some cream just over here. Let's apply some along the shaft and around the testicles and just around the edge of the head of it here. This might make you more comfortable. Is that all right? With the cream all over it? Nice and slippery. Does that make it a little bit easier for you? Well, good. I like to make sure that my patients feel comfortable. They weren't very nice to you back then at all. But look at how handsome you are now. You're very easy to examine. You're a very good boy. I don't understand why anyone would be so unkind to you. maybe I should have said yes to you back then. The older boy taking you to the dance. Well, we can certainly make things up to you now, can't we? I'll just have to be the best doctor that I possibly can be. It's certainly no chore to treat such a handsome young man as yourself. It's not a problem whatsoever. I'm not being too rough with you, am I? I can tell that you're sensitive. I wouldn't want to overdo it. Patient comfort is so important to me. Especially for a handsome young man like yourself. That's it. Is that helping? Good. It's very, very slippery. Very hard and slippery. You certainly seem to be functioning very well around this area. And you'll be glad to know I haven't found any unwanted lumps in your testicles. Even if there is a lot of hardness down here. You're clearly very sensitive down here. It's really, really very hard in my hands and slippery. Come over here. Here, why don't you, lean back against the gurney right there and just keep your legs spread and we'll ease some of your urges, perhaps. You really are a good boy, aren't you? It's obviously extremely naughty to get an erection like this in front of your doctor, but it does happen somewhat regularly in my office. And normally, I wouldn't be quite so hands-on in helping a patient relieve some of their tension, but no, you and I go back, don't we? All the way back to high school. Is that okay? I hope the cream is meaning that my hand just glides over it. It really is very hard and I can feel it trembling and throbbing in my hands. Well, it's okay, you just let me take care of everything. I'll look after you. Here, in fact, why don't we sit you in this chair just over here? Come here. Sit yourself down there, and let's lean you back a little bit, and get your legs up into these stirrups here, nice and high. High up. There we go. Now, I'll have to strap your legs into them here. And here. Just to make sure that we can get the best results. Quite the sight, aren't you? Who would have imagined we would end up like this with you naked in my office? In the stirrups with your legs spread apart, right here in front of me like this. Completely entrusted to my care. Funny how things turn out sometimes, isn't it? Why don't we take your temperature? Here. Put this under your tongue. That's it, we'll leave it there for a moment. And I'll just put another one in your anus so that we can get two readings. Let's use some of the lubricants I hope that's not too cold. Just rubbing it all around your anus. Around in little circles like that. I've certainly made a mess of you down here. Cream all over your penis. Lubricants all over your anus. If I just slip my finger inside just a little bit, is that okay? Do you think you'd be ready for the thermometer? Okay, good. Now let's just slip it in there like that. There you go. Now, I'll just wait a moment to get the correct temperatures, and I'll just continue to apply treatment to this erect penis of yours. Stroking it up and down. All creamy and lubricated like that. Is that still all right? I'm trying not to be too rough with you, but one has to be firm, of course. Firm going up and down the shaft and over the tip. Gentle while caressing the testicles and then firm while stroking the shaft. You know, to be honest with you, I really didn't like high school. I mean, I know that you got teased for being gay, and I suppose I found the whole experience quite frustrating as well. It's one of the reasons I left town, I suppose. Is it the same for you? Yeah, I imagine that's the case. Let's see. You know, I'm not sure that... I'm not sure I quite trust this reading from your anal thermometer. Why don't I take a test of my own? And just get this out. Tell me, how does seeing another man's erect penis make you feel? How's your sex drive? Does seeing this, watching me stroke it, does that provoke any strong feelings in you? Yeah, I see it does, doesn't it? Why don't we just connect the heart rate monitor here? Just stick these to your chest. There. And there we go. We'll just make sure that your heart rate is suitable for the level of stimulation that you're receiving. Well then, since you're already lubricated and nice and wet down here, let's move these stirrups just a little bit further apart so I can get in here and take a temperature reading of my own. Your ass really is tight. Very, very tight. Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah. You definitely feel very warm inside, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, you keep that one in your mouth. Keep the other thermometer in your mouth, don't you take it out. You've been a very good boy. Very, very good boy for your doctor. You always did seem like a good boy in high school. I shouldn't be surprised that you'd still be a good boy now. Very, very good boy. Such a good patient. Yeah. Oh, God. That's it, sweet boy. Don't you worry. I'm here to look after you, okay? I'm here to look after you. I know you had a crush on me back in high school. That's okay. I'm gonna look after you now, okay? A good doctor's gonna take care of his sweet boy. Let's just grab hold of your cock and pump it up and down while I fuck you. This tight asshole of yours. Yeah. nice and creamy, nice and slippery, just like your asshole. Oh, yeah. Oh, you really are a sweet boy. I'm really gonna look after you, okay? Don't have to worry about anything. Doctor's gonna take care of it all right? Doctor's gonna take care of everything. I'm gonna come in your ass now, okay, sweet boy? Okay. I'm gonna come inside this tight asshole of yours while I stroke your cock. Look. Yeah. That's it. Good boy, good boy. That's it, sweet boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... Your heart rate really did spike then, didn't it? I wonder if we can push it even higher, hmm? Maybe if I keep my cock inside you while I stroke your dick. Maybe if I pump this creamy cock of yours until you come, then we'll see just how high your heart rate can spike. You really are a good boy, aren't you? That's why you're gonna come for your doctor, isn't it? You're gonna let me pump and work this cock, pump this shaft and stroke the head until you come for me, aren't you, good boy? Yeah, that's it. You're such a sweet boy. Now I want you to come for me, okay? I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me. We're gonna see just how fast your heart can tolerate pumping. So come on. Come for me. That's it. That's it. I can tell you're getting closer. I can hear it. I can hear it in those beeps. So come on. Come on. I want you to come for me. Come for me. Come on. Come for me now. Come for me now, sweet boy. That's it. Come. Come. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you're making such a mess. Squirting. Going everywhere for me. Oh, you good boy. Good boy. Oh. Oh, good boy. I must say you did very well. And it's not often the doctor gives the patient a sperm sample, but well... I like to do things a little differently around here sometimes. I'm going to need you to keep that in place and take it home with you. But those spikes in your heart rate have left me a little concerned. Oh, and here, let's check the results on your oral temperature and... Oh dear. Further treatment is definitely going to be required, I'm afraid. I don't normally do home visits, but I'll make an exception in this case, so I can keep monitoring you. As your new doctor, I think you're gonna need a lot of dedicated attention. How does a follow-up at your place this weekend sound? Good. I'll be in touch about making an appointment. I don't think we need to go through my secretary.